three mysterious orcas have been cruising Puget Sound over the past week. Researchers were baffled. These three whales, a female and two younger males, had never been observed in the Northwest before. But now KUOW's John Ryan is here to shed some light on this mystery. John, hello.
Hi, Kim.
So, John, most of the orcas that whale watchers see around here, they're really well known. They've got individual names like Granny and Princess Angeline, and they've got numbers attached to their family pod. They are well researched, but not these three. What have you learned about them?
Yeah, they were first spotted in very busy Vancouver Harbor up in British Columbia about a week ago. And, you know, this is a industrial area, big highway bridges, lots of cargo ships. And eventually folks got photos that revealed that these were a type of orcas called bigs or transient orcas. These are the kind that eat mammals like seals and sea lions. And they're, you know, more common than the Northwest's very endangered salmon-eating orcas. But, you know, researchers have photographic catalogs of all the Northwest orcas, and they can use them to tell who's who just from a photograph. But these three individuals didn't match any of the hundreds of orcas ever documented in Washington or British Columbia.
Yeah, I can only imagine their surprise when they saw this. So these unknown orcas, though, had some very unusual markings on them that helped offer some more clues, I understand.
Yeah, each of the whales had these little circular scars about the size of a big tasty chocolate chip cookie. And it turns out that these scars are from an animal called cookie cutter shark. So This is a crazy shark I'd never heard of before this, but they're about this, maybe half the size of a baseball bat. They're kind of cigar shaped. And how they feed is they latch onto a much bigger prey, like an orca. Once they're latched on, they kind of spin their body sideways. So they kind of pull out a plug, like the shape of a chocolate chip cookie, of flesh to eat. So the kind of micro predators, like maybe like a horsefly on land might be the closest equivalent. And they're deep water fish. They're often, you know, more than 3,000 feet underwater in the very deep, very open ocean, far offshore. And their undersides glow in the dark. They glow bright green to attract their prey. It's pretty amazing.
Wow. That is amazing. I'd never heard of those either. So they had these markings after having a bite taken out of them. How were researchers able to finally ID who these whales were?
Word of these unusual orcas with the cookie scars eventually reached a whale researcher up in Alaska named Emma Luck. She recognized them as the mystery whales that she had spotted once and only once in Alaska a year ago. So now we still don't know if this trio is part of any known population of orcas, but we do know they are well-traveled. So they've been spotted in Alaska, and they've got these scars that come from these tropical or subtropical cookie-cutter sharks that are really warm-water animals. So they've traveled a great distance somehow and reached our waters nearby. Gary Sutton is a whale researcher with a nonprofit called Oceanwise up in Vancouver.
It was almost a year ago. These animals were seen up in the biggest city in Alaska. And the next time they were seen was the biggest city in British Columbia, of course, followed up by the biggest city in Washington State. So these guys are on a little city slicker tour.
And this trio, they followed the urban side of Puget Sound, the eastern side from Seattle. They even went up in the industrial Duwamish waterway past the port of Seattle and all the container cranes for some reason. And then they continued south to Tacoma and Olympia, where they were spotted hunting seals.
John, do we know why these whales that are from very far away would come to check out these very busy ports on Puget Sound?
We do not. I mean, there is certainly food for them here, lots of seals and sea lions. But why go to these busy urban ports when there are lots of seals and sea lions all over the Washington coast? That population is booming, really. This trio, they were spotted over the weekend in Puget Sound. And at one point, they were spotted interacting with some of the local bigs, mammal-eating orcas. They were heard overnight, Saturday night, out near Port Townsend. Where they've gone since then and why they came here in the first place, those questions really remain anyone's guess.
Well, a real mystery for people to chew on here. KUOW's John Ryan reports on the environment and these mysterious orcas. John, thanks so much for getting us up to speed.
You're very welcome.